Okay, here we go. Perek Yud of Sefer Daniel, as we continue into the last three prakim of Sefer Daniel, which is really, as the Mefarshim point out, one vision. Perek Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, as we will see. But this is the vision that Daniel has. And again, it clarifies a little bit more about what he's seen already about the Golios. But also, this, according to some of Mefarshim, was at the time that the Beis HaMikdash had started to be rebuilt and then stopped, as we'll learn about in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. And he was very upset about that. So the Perek tells us that he fasted and he was in Avelus for a couple of days or a couple of years until finally Gavriel HaMalach, who again he has a special relationship with, Gavriel comes to him and explains to him what's going to be. It's not time yet. It's all going to work out. The Perek describes that he was very scared about talking to HaMalach and being near HaMalach, and the Malach gives him koach and says, it's going to be okay, it's going to be a long process, but this is what is going to happen. That's the Perek, and again, it continues in the next prakim as well, but we do it based on our structuring as we have the prakim. So here we go. Bishnas Shalosh Lekoresh Melech Paras. In the third year of Korash, Melech Paras. So we're going in order, right? We had in the previous Perek, we had Daryavesh ben Achashverosh of the earlier, as we mentioned, it wasn't with the one that we're used to from the Megillah, but Daryavesh ben Achashverosh Mizera Madai. We had Bavel, Madai, now Paras. In the third year of Koresh, Melech Paras, Dover Nigle Lidaniel. Dover Nigle. The Abarbanel says Dover Nigle means clarity. This is a high level of I don't know if we would call it nevuah. Remember, we discussed at the beginning of the parak, beginning of the sefer, machlokas Rambam and Abarbanel. The Rambam says Daniel was not a navi that was meant to give over nevuahs to Klal Yisrael, and the Abarbanel says no, he was. But Davar Nigle is a high level of nevuah, says the Abarbanel. So Davar Nigle Daniel asher nikra shmo Bel Tishatzar. Why does it say that here? Good question. That was the name in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. The Emes Hadavar. And it was true. There was clarity finally. In some of my visions earlier, we saw that he was confused by a number of the visions. But v'emes hadavar v'tzav gadol. But it's going to be a long time. Rashi explains it's going to be a very long time for all of these nevuas to take place. Ulizman aruch yavo. Maybe he sees not only by his rishon, by his sheni, by his shlishi. So it's going to be a long time. Ubinas hadavar, understand it. Ubina loba mara, and he understood it with a mara, meaning this mara that he sees now will explain some of the earlier ones. By yamamahem ani Daniel hayisi misabel shlosha shavuim yamim. I was misabel. I was in mourning. 3 weeks of days. So what was he in mourning for? So Rashi says, for the bittul of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What he's been davening for. Remember, he already miscalculated, but now he really wants it. So it started and it stopped again. He commanded to start it, and then it was Nechzar. He stopped based on the Tzara Yehudu Binyamin, as we'll see in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. Therefore, he was upset about it. Rav Sadia Gaon says, no, it was because of the future Nevuas. Rav Sadia Gaon says he was in Avelus because he saw what was going to be in Klal Yisrael. So the Churban, the Golos Ha'aruch. So he is misabel. For how long? So Rashi says, yamim here means shanim, years. So it means 3 weeks of years. It means 21 years. 21 years. And Rashi wonders why it was 21 years if it was only 18 years that he miscalculated. And there, and after the 18 years, the Beis HaMikdash started to be rebuilt. Right? Rashi says, Chafal of Shana, Heimyurchas Shana, Mishana Achas, Ledayavesh, Hamadai, Asher Sama, Libo, Lachshov, Ayin, Shnei Hagola, as we learned in the last parak, Moshe Kasuv, Achna Shtemes, Shtayim, Ledayavesh, Aparsi, Ben Esther, Shebana Abayas, Ubegimel, Yishamin, Hayesarim, Lo Yadati. The 3 extra years really should be 18. Where do you get 21? I'm not sure, says Rashi, if they started, it was 3 years before, that he already was davening already then, or it was 3 years after. Why would it be 3 years after? Maybe he was Makabel to fast for 21 years, and he was going to fast for 21 years, let's say during the day, not at night, then he has to, you know, continue that. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Samach Tes, Yachanem Is'ana al Tzara Va'avra, somebody who's fasting for a Tzara, and the Tzara passed, O al Achola v'nisrape omeis, or for a Chola, and then there's no reason to fast anymore. Tzarech lahashlim kol ha'taniyos shekibo olav. You have to be mashlim the taniyos. And Rashi says, Rashi, Mishneh Berurah, lav dafka oso yom, mishum dehizchel esanos, el afilum kibel al atzmo kabatan esim, bishvel oso davar mechuyev lashlimam, unless you said it b'lashon tanai, the Shulchan Aruch says, unless you say it b'lashon tanai, or the Mishneh Berurah, so then it would be different. But either way, maybe that's why he was fasting for all the years. The Barbanel and others say, no, this means days, 21 days, not 21 years, 21 days he was fasting, as we will see soon, the discussion of the 21 days. But what happened during those days? Lechem chamudos lo achalti, uvasar vayayin lo bo el pi. I didn't eat special bread, lechem chamudos, special clean bread, lo achalti, uvasar vayayin lo bo el pi. Mead and wine didn't even come to my mouth. Visoch lo sachti, and I didn't smear myself. Ad malosh shloses shvum yamim, until this time period was fulfilled. Let's talk about each of these. So lachem chamudos lo achalti, ubasar vayayin lo alpi. Basar vayayin, what kind of basar vayayin? So Reb Saadia Gaon has an amazing comment here. He says, it must be talking about that he didn't eat fish and birds. Torah b'nei Yonah, ayel v'tzvi. Why? Because if it's regular meat, like bakar batzon, nobody ate that during the 70 years. Wow. Lo yitachin lo markein. Shlefi shalo achlu b'nei agola, basar, bakar, batzon, begalas bavel. Because it was right to go on to the mizbeach, they wouldn't eat it, like a simon of churban. Right? It reminds us of the Gemara at the end of Cheskas Habatim. Remember that Gemara, daf samach hamaveis, in Baal Basra, that after the churban bayisheni, they were going to be gozer, never to eat meat, never to drink wine, until they said, it's yefshar, xer shi yefshar, lisibur yocholamo bo. But that was the fascinating Gemara, samach hamaveis, after the churban bayishnia. Right, if it's only for a short time, 70 years, so then maybe that's why they did it then. But this was going to be for thousands of years. So when the Baishni was Nechrav, Rabu Purushim B'Yisrael, says the Gemara, Shalalecha Basav, Shalishtos Yayin, no more meat, no more wine. Rabbi Yeshua went over to them and said, why aren't you eating? Bipnei mi iata ochlem basar v'enetav shosin yayin. Amrulo, they said to him, Nochal basar, shimenu makriven al gavayam esbeach. Right, they felt, we're going to eat meat? We used to eat psar karbanos, and now it's terrible. So it was a sign of mourning. Yasha batel nishta yayin shemnatzchal agavim esbeach yasha batel. So Rav Saadia Gaon must understand that as, yeah, if it's a short time, then they did it. But Rav Yeshua says to them, yeah, so you shouldn't eat bread. Shekvalu batel menachas. They're like, oh, good idea. Efshar beperus. He said, you shouldn't eat fruit. Shekvar balu bikurim. Oh, you're right. Maybe efshar peperus acherim. So maybe we should only eat fruit that's not shivas aminim. Mayim lo nishta shekvar batel nisach amayim. So you shouldn't drink wine. Nisach amayim. Shasku. So they didn't say a word. They didn't have an answer. Tosva says they had a word. They could have had an answer. Maybe drink water that's not roi. But either way, Amar lahem banai bov omar lachem. Shlol lesabal kol ikir yefshar. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't not be mesabal at all. Shekvar nixer gzera. Ulesabal yosem yidai yefshar. Shein gozer gzera latzibra lachibra vatzibra yichol lamo bo. So what do? You do a certain amount. But again, this Rav Saadia Gaon is saying, after Bayez Rishon, they actually did it. Visoch lo sachti is also an important pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav, says this is the makar for Sicha being an Inui. Sicha being an Inui. The Gemara says, Rechitza v'sicha minalan de'ikre Inui. How do you know it's called an Inui? Right, we know the five Inuyim on Yom Kippur. Tichsiv, lechem chamudas lo achalti, ubasa v'yam lo bal, pi visoch lo sachti. Right, and he didn't do that. So you see, that's part of the Inui. My lechem chamudos lo achalti, you didn't eat fancy bread. Minolan dechashiv inui. Dechsiv, vayomer elai, altira daniel, kimina yomer isha, sher nasata elibcha lavin, lesanos. Right, you see the lashon inui comes up later in the parak. That's where a sicha comes from. Machlokas, Rambam Tosfos, whether this gemara is literal or just an asmachta, right, whether the other inuyim, besides eating and drinking, are daraisa without kares, or not even daraisa, just a darabanan with an asmachta. So that is a question in the Rishonim. But that's the Gemara, and that's what we learned. Sicha is a kishtia even. Rav Soloveitchik in the Harei Kedem, in the first volume, also quotes this pasuk to prove that sicha is a milsa of inui, and sicha is kishtia. And he discusses that based on Tosfos there about sicha and shtia sugya. Okay, so either way, in these times, he didn't eat bread, he didn't have basar vayayin, below soft. There is a question whether he actually mamish fasted from everything, or just from like fancy foods, from dvarim, from ma'adanim. The Rambam says in Ilchas Tainis, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalet, that we should not to partake of ma'adanim on days of tshuva. So maybe he did that, right? If it was Rashi for 21 years, you know, it's hard if he fasted every day, he just ate at night. Okay, either way. Uv'yom Esrim Ba'arba'al HaChodesh HaRishon, on the 24th day of the first month. Let's say it was Nisan, the 24th day of Nisan. Vani hayisi al yad hanahara gadol hu chidekel. I was next to the nar chidekel. The Mefarshim say that it was in Chutz Laaretz. So nevuah is not so prevalent in Chutz Laaretz, but you go next to the river where there is tahara. If this is when it was, if this is when the story took place, that means whether it was days or years, so it means that he was fasting on Pesach, and he didn't eat bread on Pesach. So is that possible? So some say, no, I can't mean, maybe it means Chodesh HaRishon in a different context, but Pasha says it's Chodesh HaRishon Pesach, and Barbanel says maybe it's just like they did later on, in the days of Esther, in the days of Esther Amalka, right? Remember that Gemara? Tes Vavim and Aleph and Meseches Megillah. The Gemara says there that they, according to one day, that they fasted on Pesach there, and they did not eat. Right? That's a Machlokes here between Lech Knosis, Kala Yehudim, make a fast day. Vayavar Mordechai, Amarav Shehever Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Batainis. Right? They fasted. Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Batainis. They fasted on the first day of Pesach. That's when the 3 days worked out to be. Ushwal Amar De'avar Arkuma De'maya. He passed through the water. Okay, but either way, so Barmanel says, just like then, it was done. So too, maybe here, it was done. Or maybe he only fasted during the day, and he didn't fast at night, because it says Yamim. Either way, so what happens? Then he sees he was on the Nar Chidekel. He sees a man. It's not a man, it's an angel. And the angel is described in physical terms, but obviously we know angels are not physical. His loins are girded. His body is like a sapphire. Uzraosav, Margalosav, Genachoshes, Kalal, each of these body parts are somewhat symbolic. V'kol dvarav k'kol hamon. And I saw, heard his voice, right? This is describing a malach, but again, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahavdil, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in physical terms so we could understand, so too, a malach, which the Rambam discusses malachim in the beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that also they are not physical, as the Rambam describes in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Umehem bruim tsura blogolam klal v'hem malachim shamalachim einam guf v'gvia elatsuros nifrados zumizu. Right, malachim do not have a guf or a gvia. So the Rambam himself asks, "Umahu zesha neviim omrim shero hamalach eishu bal kanafayim?" What does it mean in Daniel or anywhere else that they saw a malach? Hakol b'mara hanavua v'derechida. Lomar she'eno guf ve'eno kaved kugufos hakvedim. K'mo she'nemar ki Hashem Elokecha ish ochlahu ve'eno eish ela mashal. K'mo she'nemar ose malachav ruchos. And what makes them different if they're not body? Levels of spirituality, which we can't understand because we are just not in that world. We are not in that world. Okay, so he sees this malach. Varaisi ani Daniel avadiya samara. I saw this mara. Vahana shimesh arhayu imi lora samara. Those who were with me did not see the mara. Aval charada gadola no fla alayam vayivrchu bechave. But they felt something awesome, and they ran away, and they were scared. Who were the people with him? So the Chazal say, Chagai, Zachariah, Malachi. The final Nevi'im, they were the ones that were with Daniel, and they didn't see the Malach. And Daniel saw the Malach. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Gimel says, in a certain sense, he was greater. In a certain sense, he was greater. Iu adif minayu, diyu chazav, inu lo chazu. The Gemara says, he saw Gavriel, and they didn't see Gavriel. So he was greater in a certain sense. Even though they were greater than him, the Gemara says, "Inu adam inayu, inu nevi'i, the iulo navi." That's what we discussed earlier in the sefer. Chimiachad lochazu my time. If they didn't see anything, why were they scared? Afagav the inu lochazu mazlayu chazi. Right, their mazel. So they felt something, even though they didn't see it. So the Malbim explains, based also on Rav Sadi going here, that Daniel was greater in terms of Riyas HaMalach, in terms of Nevuah, so they were the Nevi'im. So they ran away. I was left alone, v'eres ha-mara ha-gdola azos. I saw this great Mara ha-gdola azos, v'lo nishar bi-koach, I didn't have any koach left. No koach. That's exactly how he was going to get the vision of Nevuah, because he didn't have koach. V'hodi nepach alai lamashchis. And my strength was turned from me, v'lo atzarti koach. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Yesodei HaTorah later on, when we talk about Nevuah. When we talk about Nevuah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, HaNevi'im Ma'alos Ma'alos Hein, K'mo Sheyish B'Chachma Chacham Gadol Mechaveiro, Kach B'Nevuah, Navi Gadol Minavi. Just like in Chachma there are different levels, in Nevuah there are different levels. V'Kulan Ein Roan Mara HaNevuah Ela B'Chalom B'Chizayon HaLayla. and all Nevi'im only see it through at night, o bayom achar shetipa alem tardema, or by day when they are sleeping soundly. As it says by other Nevi'im, their limbs start shaking, their guf is weak, their whole body is out of sync and doesn't work, and their mind is open. Like it says by Avraham, as it says by Daniel, exactly what our pasuk that the Rambam quotes there. So they were, he was not going in functioning. His body wasn't functioning. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, interesting, points out by Moshe Rabbeinu and the snap that the Moshe Rabbeinu says that he sees Hamar'e Hagadol Hazeh with a segol under the aleph, and here it's Hamar'a Hagadola. So says Rabbi Yaakov, Mar'e is Lashon Zachar, and that's why it says Hamar'e Hagadol Hazeh. But here it says Mar'a Hagadola Hazos. Mar'a, really, a Mar'a Hanavua is Mar'a, because it's Nekeva, Mar'a Hanavua. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav, so he didn't want to look at himself as seeing a Mar'a Hagadol, so that's why he says Mar'a, but really it was a Mar'a. That's Rabbi Yaakov in his commentary, M.S. Liakov on Shmos. So what happens? I heard the voice, Veshmo called Varav, Ukishamias called Varav, Ani Haisi Nirdam Alpanai Ufanai Arza. I was in a Tardema, as the Rambam says. Yad Nagabi, a hand touched me. But Tinieni Albirke Vekabos Yadeh, the Malach gave me strength in order to be able to hear. Vayomar lai Daniel ishchamudos. Gabriel calls him ishchamudos. Havein badvarim asher anochi dover elecha. Va'amon alam decha. Stand up, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Ki atash shulachti elecha. I've been sent to you to explain to you. U'bedavro imiyat hadavar hazeh amati marid. I stood up shaking. Vayomar lai altira Daniel. Don't be scared. Davar benel. Don't be scared that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet. It wasn't supposed to be built yet. The time didn't come. Ki min hayom arishon asher nasata es libcha. Lo havinu lehis anos. Lefnei Elokecha, from the first day that you started this tshuva, this inui, this tzom, nishmu dvarecha, your words have been heard. Va'ani bati b'dvarecha, and I have come for your words. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin tells an unusual Kabbalistic story about the some malachim getting punished in Shemayim, and Gavriel was saved dafka, b'schus Daniel. So they each are helping each other. V'sar malchus paras omeid l'negdi esrim v'echad yom. For 21 days, the Persian Tsar. We know, as the Ramban talks about in Achremos and elsewhere, every country, every nation has a Tsar in Shemayim, a guardian angel, so to speak. And I have been neged, that guardian angel of Paras. V'yinei Michael achad asarim arishonim balazreni. And Michael helps me out, says Gabriel. V'ani nosarti sham eitzel malchei Paras. And I stayed there with malchei Paras, and the malchei Persian is going to, government, malchus is going to end. But I'm here to tell you what's going to happen in the future. That's a phrase that people used to say, we'll do it another time. In the future. But that's what he's saying here. Oh, there'll be another time. There'll be another chazon. There'll be another chazon for those days that will be. And while he's talking to me, says Daniel, again, I went on my face. I couldn't handle it. And again, a Namala comes and touches my lips. I said to those who are with me, Adoni, I'm shaking. Rashi explains that all the bones came out of their sockets. They were just in shock. How could I, he calls himself an Eved, speak to this master Adon, this Malach? I'm going to die. Vayosef ayiga bi bamar kamara adam echaskini gives me koach. Vayomar atira ish chamudos. Shalom lach. Don't worry, nothing's going to happen. He promises peace. Chazak, chazak. Ukedabro imi is chazakti, and I got stronger. Vayomri daber aduni ki chizaktani. Okay, now you can talk. I have my strength back. Vayomar hayadat alam abasi alecha. You know why I've come. Vyatat ashuv li lachim im sar paras. I'm going to return to fight with sar paras. What's he alluding to? The Persian Malchus is about to end. Beferish, again, this parak clarifies a lot of the earlier visions. He saw the animals, but here it says Beferish. Paras is going to finish, and Yavan is going to come in. Sar Yavan Ba. Reb Yaakov here in his commentary on Navi discusses, talking about Malachim, talks about Baruch Huni L'Shalom, talks about Malachi Rachamim, and he explains all of those in a way that one can still say them. It's not considered talking to Malachim in that way. Nobody's serving them. But that's Rabbi Yaakov here in his commentary on Navi, because we have all of these Sarim being spoken about. What about the Malachim that we daven for? I'll just read you one line. Gamashin is Oru Negan Amiris Barchuni L'Shalom. Ain't Bazem Mishin Pniel Malachim. Don't worry about it. Ki Ari Hamira Azos Muvuses is like Gemara B'Shabbes. It's based on the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yates when the Malachim come and they give us a Yiratzon and a Bracha. Ubevadak Shemalach Omer Yiratzon Shetehel Shabbos Acheres Hakavana Sheyia Kain Ratzon Lefnei Melach Malachim Malachim Shuachem Mimisharzav. And he says, he gives a mashal like somebody goes to the gabbai of an admar and he asks for a bracha. He's not asking for a bracha from the gabbai. He knows that the gabbai is going to ask the, put in a good word, and ask from the admar. So too, when we speak to malachim like that. See, here he's talking to malachim. Malachim play a role. Aval agid lecha, he says, but I will tell you, es harashon b'ksav emes, I will tell you what's written down in the ksav emes, the ultimate ksav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chasima of Emes. Ve'ein echad mitchazeki mi'im al eila ki'im Michael sarchem. Right, there's only one that's helping me out here, and that's Michael. Michael HaMalach, right, that's the Gemara says, he jumps with one, Gabriel with two, but Michael, the powerful, jumps with one, he is going to cause Nisim. The Malbim explains, he's going to bring Nisim down to help, maybe referring to the Hanukkah story, because Gabriel is saying he's connected to Paras, but not to the next, and that's what he's referring to here at the end. Michal Sarchem, Shu Ba'atzmo, Mitzashu Sar Yisrael, Yuchal Ashgiach Shalo Yichlu, Yikal Yisrael, they won't be decimated, Ulo Shia B'derech Nisi, Shalo Bam Sosa Melech, and you could have Nisim, that's what Michael will help bring. Again, the vision is not over yet, but we'll have to stop here, because this is the end of Parakut.